I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, I can only imagine, surrounded by
Praise kids. Stage two dismissed at this time. My apologies.
Howdy. The verse of the day was John 6:68. Simon Peter replied, "Lord, to whom would we go? You have the words that give eternal life." And to me, I saw it as, why should we go to any other gods? We should just go to God. He has all the answers, and there's no other thing that we should go to.
Thank you, Jaden. Because not everybody knows who you are, be sure and introduce yourselves when you get up. That's all right. So, you'll like that better.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning, it's time to sing song again, whatever may pass.
All right, so if, for those of you who don't know, I'm Christopher. All right, so the verse for Tuesday was John 20:27, and this is when the disciples are sitting down, and after Thomas is like, this is when the disciples said, Jesus is alive, and Thomas is like, oh, there's no way. And so this is the verse. It says, put your finger here, see my hands, reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. So that night, I believe Peter was teaching that lesson, and it was really funny because he gave a bunch of these examples about not doubting and believing without seeing. And so he had this huge bag full of a bunch of junk, and it was it was funny because he would say normal stuff like, how many of you think my phone is in this bag? And none of the Lake Jackson group would raise their hand. But then he would say, so how many of you think I have a grenade in my bag? And everybody raised their hand. And sure enough, there was a grenade in his bag. And this one was funny. This was after everything was in the bag. He had a piece of paper, and he's like, so how many of you think I can fit into I can put myself onto this paper? And everyone raised their hand. He's like, you know what? Let's make it more and more challenging. How many of you think we can put Mr. Richie on that paper? And so I knew it was a Peter thing to do. So I knew there was some trick that he was going to do. So we waited for 5 minutes, and he cut the paper. I don't know. You cut the paper, and he put it around Mr. Richie, and I was like, all right, that's Mr. And so and so I think the moral of the lesson was as Christians, we're told to believe without seeing. And Thomas teaches us we're told to believe without seeing. And Thomas didn't believe God, Jesus was alive, and I just felt it was just a constant reminder that we need to believe, that we need to have a strong faith in God. And so,
I sought the Lord, and he answered me, and delivered me from every
fear. The Son of God surrounds his saints. Wait, I don't raise this. That's right, Mike. All right. Ah. Good morning, everyone. I don't know about you, but whenever I hear a song like that, I get chills and I become very happy. And I remember what worship is all about. So let me just get myself together here. That was amazing. I felt so privileged to sing that with you as a congregation. This has been, I know it's been, I've seen a lot of people in our group grow spiritually and also mature, but not mature in a worldly fashion, but in a spiritual fashion. One story, I have multiple stories, and I don't know how much time I have, so do I have like, what, 5 minutes? 5 minutes, all right, check it out. 3 minutes, all right, check it out. I'm going to choose one student from this group, but it's not because he's my favorite, because I've seen him grow a lot. His name's Kevin Davis, right here. Don't give me that look. I'm gonna talk about you. All right. I am staying with the Davis family, and it's thanks to Caitlin and Kevin. Kevin always comes and says, "Good morning, BJ," but when he says, "Good morning, BJ," or says, "Hey, BJ, what are you doing?" He goes, "Hey, BJ, good morning. You want a Diet Coke?" Kevin's the type of person where if you need help, Kevin's gonna be there no matter what you need. If you have a flat tire, Kevin's gonna load up a gang of guys that you don't even know just to help you out. He's gonna go pull you out of the ditch. But what I saw this week from Kevin was he was being a big brother to many. He sat down with kids. He sat down with people, made them feel comfortable, made them smile. And my congregation back home also came to Camp Bandina, and everyone said, "I love Kevin." And everyone knows him as Spider-Man because he looks like Tom Holland. So when my congregation came and saw me, they said, "Hey, BJ, is Spider-Man here?" And I was like, "Yeah, he's over there." Psst, right? And there I went to Kevin and said, "Hey, Kevin." And some of the girls were like, "BJ, can you tell Kevin to hug me? I want Kevin to hug me." So I was like, "Yeah, follow me." And Kevin's like, "I don't even know them." I go, "You don't have to know them. Just give him a hug." But Kevin doesn't like the spotlight. He's very humble that way. And he'll tell you, if you're wrong, you're wrong. But he'll tell you, and he'll pull you to the side and say, "BJ, you're angry. Stop it. This isn't you. You need to remember, we're all here because you make us happy, and you're not happy, so we're not happy." And I'll be like, "I'm sorry, Kevin." But Kevin would do many things. Even though he wants to do what he wants to do, he'll take time out of his day to make you smile. And I really appreciate that about Kevin, because he's taught me how it's not about me when I'm angry. I need to go make someone smile. And the outcome of that is when you make it about someone else, you're going to feel a whole lot better. I have the topic in John 14, verse 6. "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." What an awesome verse. There's only one who can ever say that truly to a multitude of people. When we go to camp, we remember that, yes, it's fun to visit friends and family and other preachers. One joke that I like that I heard from my dad, he goes, "You Church of Christ people are weird. Whenever you see one of your other preachers that you like a lot, y'all look at him like a celebrity, like, oh, look, there's Alan Ritchie. I gotta go shake his hand. Yeah, I like his sermons." Yep, that's right. And it's really awesome. When we go to camp, we learn about God and Jesus, and we realize that the only way to enter the kingdom of heaven and to know God is through his son. One thing that resonates with me is I was told we're not obligated to come to church. We are invited. But remember, we're invited. We're given an invitation. That's a special because we're a guest of honor. Jesus made it that way. So whenever someone says, "Come on, let me drag you to church," that's not really what they mean. They're saying, "Hey, you're welcome to come. You're invited to come know Jesus and God. Realize how special you mean to God. But the only reason why you're special and the only reason why you mean something to God is because Jesus is the only way, the only truth, and the only life. And we can only come to know God through the Father, our Lord in heaven. Alan.
You give life,
you are love, you bring life.
For those of you who don't know me, I'm Kevin, the one BJ was talking about. So Thursday, Haas taught the lesson Thursday evening, and it was about Judas, and there's a lot of focus put on our names and how important they are to us. So the verse is John chapter 13, verse 21. After he said this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified, "I tell you the truth, one of you is going to betray me." And the focus of what Haas was saying is that the name Judas is not very common in our culture and society today, because when we hear that name, that's all we can think of is the betrayal that he put upon Jesus when he followed him around for all this time, and then all it took was a little bit of money, and then that was it. He just wanted to turn his back on him. And so
that's what I got most from it, is that we need to remember whose name we're wearing. Is when we're Christians in the world, we're wearing God's name. And if we're not treating people the way they need to be treated and the way God would want us to, and we're not acting the way we should as Christians, we're casting a shadow over the name of God, because we're carrying his name and that's what people are seeing. And when we go into the world and we don't act like it, we're really ruining the image that people have of the church. Thank you all.
I stand
to praise you, but I fall.
I'm Preston, for those of you who don't know. And Friday was like the big day for us because that was the grad showing. And the rest of the day for Friday was John chapter 4, verse 10. And Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you for a drink, you would not have asked him, and he would have given you the living water." So Friday is always a big deal because the grads have to like get together and put on this big thing. And so what they did is we walked in this little U, and as we were walking through, like, some of the grads would be like, "Come to this Fortnite tournament," or like, "Come to this awesome party," or this Snapchat. And so it really tied into the lesson that night, because we missed the opportunities to do the Fortnite tournament and to get the Snapchat, and we missed all those opportunities, but the biggest opportunity that we didn't miss was getting to the end where we got to spend time with God.
Precious cornerstone, sure foundation, you are faithful to the end. We are the passion of the church, let the rise.
I want to say I'm really proud of our students for sharing some of what they've learned this week, and I hope that you encourage them afterward. And there are many students that have not come up that have been involved and been very excited, and I encourage you, if you see any of the fifth grade and up students that were able to go to camp, then I encourage you to visit with them and ask them what they learned. And there's so much more that we could cover, and time just simply does not allow. One of the reoccurring themes that came up throughout all of these lessons, through our Bible classes, through our time of worship, was forgiveness, mercy, and grace. And it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what you've done. And we've looked at these examples of different people and their different journeys, spiritual journeys. And it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter whether you think you're good enough. Through God's love, His forgiveness, and His showing mercy and grace, we're made right. And we struggle to imagine a God that can love a sinner like me. We struggle to imagine a God who can love someone who does the same sinning over and over and over. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13 says, "But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but the sinners." And so I want to invite you this morning. I want you to come. Be a part of a family that is loved by God so much, so much, that He would give His only Son for us. No matter what your past may be, no matter what your future may entail, when you desire a relationship with God, He will love you continuously. Can you imagine what that love truly is like? It's one thing loving our children, our sons, daughters, whatever. It's another thing loving our parents. But can you imagine a God that loves you no matter what, as long as we desire a relationship with Him? So my invitation to you is, let's continue our time in worship. Let's be a part of something greater than we could ever be by ourselves. Let's be a part of a God who loves the sinners and loves us so much that He makes us right. Thank you.
In need of grace, in need of love.